Welcome back to the Boss Bay Podcast. Okay, with this episode, I wanted to give you something really, really tactical. And I get asked a lot, okay, I want to scale to 6 or 7 figures. What roadmap do you suggest I follow? What would you recommend I do? And so with this episode, what I did was I thought back to, okay, if I was starting from zero, if I was starting a new business from scratch, what exactly would I do to hit $1 million? I outlined it all and I'm going into detail in this episode for you. I think you're going to love it. And then before we dive in, I do want to let you know we are doing something really, really exciting for Black Friday, Cyber Monday. We are doing a wait list right now, so you'll be the first to find out what's actually happening. So if you want to get on the wait list, all you've got to do is drop me a DM at I Am Natalie with the letters BFCM for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, BFCM. Drop me a message on Instagram at I Am Natalie. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions and add you to the wait list that fits you. And then I'm going to send you your personalized offer on Black Friday. You're going to want to do this because it's a really, really good one. I think what I'm going to share with you is probably not what you think. I think you might be expecting a completely different strategy, but I'm going to be completely honest with you and I'm going to give you the exact roadmap I'd follow if I was starting a business from scratch. So I would firstly think about my offer. And when I'm thinking about my offer, I would go into so much detail. I would create one offer and I would really dial it in. And I would make sure that it's very niche. It's appealing to a very, very specific kind of person. So if I was creating a new business, I'd think about what am I selling? What is the thing that I'm going to sell? And I would spend a lot of time on getting so clear on that offer. It's not, you know, the name, the price, the description. It's really thinking, how is this product going to transform people's lives? Why is this something people cannot live without? Why am I the best person positioned to sell this thing? So I'd really think in detail about what I'm creating. And I would just create one offer, one product. Now, I see a lot of conflicting advice here, and I want to share why this would be my way of going about it. It's very easy to get distracted by shiny objects in business, but you really succeed when you're able to find one thing and stick with it. A lot of people don't realize that at Boss Babe, we had one product for a couple of years. We had just the society for quite a while. And we did that because we wanted to make it the absolute best it could be. And yes, we have multiple products now, but we've been going a long time. And so we really dialed that in and made sure it could keep scaling without us before we went and created anything new. So I would really, really dial in my offer and I would obsess over this. Like I said, I'm going to get really specific with you guys. I would obsess over creating this offer. Obsess. I would have documents filled with copy for this offer, speaking directly to the person that it's for. I would be on YouTube looking up every way to dial in your offer, learning from a bunch of different people and pulling what works and what doesn't for me. I'd be reading every book on creating offers and creating products that I could find, and I would pull everything out of those resources. I would get coaching from people that have created offers like the one I want to create, and I would see, how did they do it? What were they thinking? And when I'm thinking about it, I'd be thinking about, okay, who is my ideal client? Where are they hanging out? I'd be thinking about everything. Is this offer something I could sell? I would be doing market research. I'd be putting together questionnaires. I'd be joining communities and posting it in there. I'd be asking my ideal clients to fill it in. I would really obsess over this. And I think that's where maybe some people don't build offers as strong because they don't obsess over the details. They put something out there that's kind of half-baked. I would make sure mine is fully baked, almost burned, because I obsess over the details of it. So that's what I would first do. And it can be really tempting to rush to market, to rush to get something out. I wouldn't do that. I'd really take my time. I'd be joining communities. I'd be listening to podcasts. I'd be watching videos. I'd be reading books. I'd be buying courses. I'd be getting mentorship. I would be obsessing over the detail so that I could get this offer right. And what that would mean is when this offer is right, I can go out and sell it. And I know it's going to work because I've done all the groundwork. And if you maybe skipped that part and you didn't obsess over the details and you're struggling to make sales, Maybe that's the place you need to go back and refine. Maybe that's something you need to think about. Did I really obsess over the details? And what I think really sets successful entrepreneurs apart from entrepreneurs that can't get their business off the ground is their willingness to be resourceful. It's not saying, well, I don't know how to do that, so I didn't do it, which I know that's not you because you're listening to this podcast. Like, you're already going out and seeking. But if I didn't know how to do something, I would find out how to do it. I would pay for the knowledge. I'd research the knowledge. I'd be on YouTube, podcast, books. Like I said, I would obsess so that my offer is so dialed in and have all of this written down. I'd be able to answer every single question. Why should I join? What are someone's biggest objections to join? Why might this not work for someone? How can I make sure it's going to work? Like, I would be obsessing. I'd be thinking of absolutely everything. And again, be really clear on my niche. Sometimes it can be really tempting to put your ideal client in a very wide niche because you kind of want to appeal to multiple people so you have a better chance of making sales. But actually, you've got a better chance of making sales if you know exactly who your ideal client is. So after I did that, I would create my dream 100 list. Now, these are my dream 100 clients, or if that's not relevant for the kind of offer you're creating, it's dream 100 people that are going to post about it or find out about it, whatever it is. I would think about the people that I want to be involved, but let's just say it's an offer. I would think about 100 people that I want to buy it, and I would go and find their names and I would write down that list. Let's say I was starting an agency doing Facebook ads, I'd write down the 100 clients that I want to sign up to my agency. So that part might be relevant to you. It might not be, but that's something that I would.
The other day, the team and I were talking about how much our audience loves biohacking. And whenever we release content based around creating better habits for our lifestyle and health, you all seem to really soak it up and request more. So I wanted to share about our podcast sponsor, Prolon, today, because I've never seen a company like this. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. There are so many strategic benefits to fasting, and Prolon helps you hit these goals without actually needing to fast. Prolon's five-day program includes snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasted state. And you get everything pre-packaged, labeled, and ready to go, so there's no guesswork. It's super simple, and it works. Extended fasting of at least 2 to 3 days has proven to produce unique benefits like cellular rejuvenation, metabolic support, and increased cardiovascular health. So if you're ready for a fasting program that doesn't leave you hungry or exhausted and instead gives you more energy, I highly recommend giving Prolon a try. Right now, Prolon is offering Boss Babe podcast listeners 10% off their five-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/bossbabe. That's prolonlife.com/bossbabe for this special offer. prolonlife.com/bossbabe.
I have had a Masterclass membership for years now, and it's still one of my favorite educational platforms to this day. Masterclass is one of our podcast sponsors, and I love putting in my AirPods and listening to their latest classes on the airplane during long travel days or when I'm taking a solo walk and really want that dose of inspiration. If you haven't explored it yet, go to masterclass.com/bossbabe and scroll through some of the categories. I really think you'll love what you see. There are over 200 classes to pick from, with new classes added every single month. I thought Mark Cuban's recent class, Win Big in Business, was really interesting. He talks about Shark Tank, how to evaluate risk, and strategy to market smarter. It was so good. Not only does Masterclass have tangible business development classes that you can watch at your desk or listen to on the go, but it also includes classes in 10 other categories ranging from food, home and lifestyle, music, wellness, design, and so much more. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bossbabe. masterclass.com/bossbabe. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass.
Go and do.
The next thing that I would do, which again, you might not have heard this before, but I would decide on one acquisition channel and that is it. You would not find me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, podcast, email, SMS, affiliate. You would not find me on all of those things, paid ads. Nope. You'd find me on one thing and I'd obsess about getting it right. So I would have one product and one acquisition channel. So maybe the acquisition channel is, I'm going to crush it at podcast ads. I'm going to invest in podcast ads and I'm going to be the best person I know at podcast ads. Maybe it's affiliate marketing. Maybe it's Instagram. maybe it's TikTok, whatever it is, I would get clear on one acquisition channel and I'd obsess. I would make sure there was nothing about that that I didn't know. Again, I would go find the information. I would interview anyone who would let me interview them. I'd be paying for mentorship. I'd be buying courses, YouTube, podcasts, books, you name it. I would obsess over the details. I would create the funnel, dial in the funnel so that my one acquisition channel can lead the right people into my product. I would really, really obsess. And I know I keep saying that, but this is the problem. People often don't want to put in the type of work it takes to really get something off the ground. They don't want to stay focused on one thing because there's so many shiny things out there. They don't want to obsess over the details because they like the big picture creative strategy. Maybe the branding elements, the naming elements, not the figuring out 9 levels of why someone would buy the product or exactly how to scale up Instagram so that it's your one acquisition channel or how to crush it on Pinterest ads. So it's your one acquisition channel. Because if you have a really, really amazing product and you have the knowledge of one acquisition channel, how to crush it, then you build a funnel, you are off to the races. That is really all you need to scale up that business, in my opinion, to $1 million at least. So if I was starting again and I wanted to create this $1 million side hustle, I would create one offer, I'd have one acquisition channel, and I would dial in the funnel. Again, I would think about what kind of funnel would work with that specific acquisition channel, and I'd go all in on that. And I'd crush it on that because that's all I'd be thinking about day in, day out. I wouldn't be thinking about, am I posting enough content on social media? Am I having meetings with the right people? Am I in the right rooms? Am I networking enough? Am I meditating enough? I just wouldn't be thinking about those things. I'd just be thinking every day as I sit down at my desk, am I obsessed with those 3 things? And if so, I'm going to be moving the needle in the right direction. I wouldn't get distracted. And I think it's so easy to get distracted because there's so many things that we think we should be doing. There's so many things that could pull our attention away. Oh, should I be writing a blog? Should I be thinking about SEO? Should I be writing a newsletter? Should I be doing XYZ? For me, if I was starting all over, I'd be thinking about results. And it's just those 3 things that I'd be thinking about in order to get the results I wanted. And once I've gotten it to a place where I've really scaled it up and it's basically rinse and repeat, that's where you can bring on a hire to support you in continuing to run that so that you can think about, okay, maybe I want to add in an email newsletter. Maybe I want to add in doing podcast interviews, whatever it is, but I can't step away and let this thing start to dwindle. I need to know that it's going to continue growing before I start stepping away. And I need to know that I've got the revenue coming in so I can afford to hire help. I'd really think through all of those details and I'd be resourceful. I wanted to share this because as I was strategizing, I'm like, there's so many things I could share, but what would I want to know if I was really thinking about starting a business or I'm in a place where my business isn't scaling, my business is making sales, and this is really everything I'd need to hear. So I wanted to share that with you. And if you are listening and you're like, I don't know anything about funnels, I'm going to put a couple of links below because in my opinion, there's no one that teaches funnels better than Russell Brunson. He's a legend. He's incredible. He's been on this podcast too. So you could go listen to his podcast interview, but I'm going to put a link in the description about a funnel challenge he's running where he's going to hold your hand through creating a funnel, especially if it's your first funnel. Even if you have no idea what a marketing funnel is, he's going to be walking you through that. I'm actually doing this because I'm creating a brand new funnel right now from scratch. And although I know what I'm doing, I'm always learning something new whenever I redo something, whenever I'm reading the same book or taking the same course or listening to the same podcast episode, there's always more that I can learn. And I know that I haven't even scratched the surface of what I can learn from him. So the links below, it's totally free if you want to take that and join me in that. And if not, really just think about what elements of this you're going to take away. Is it that you haven't dialed in your offer? Is it that you haven't stuck to one acquisition channel? Is it that you don't know what a funnel is? Really think about what resonated with you and made you question, have I really done that or did I overlook that in favor of something else? And scale it back and really simplify in order to amplify. I say it all the time, but that's the way that you'll really crush this. So I hope this was helpful. I hope these mini episodes are helpful. As always, give me feedback on these. I want to know if they're resonating with you. I want to know if you're finding value in them. So let me know what you think, and I hope it was really helpful for you.